Some state senators say they hope a meeting between Democrats and Republicans can diffuse concerns about passing a state equal rights amendment. The meeting comes after legislation adding language to the state's constitution barring discrimination based on sex failed in the state Senate Wednesday. The vote fell largely along party lines after Republican State Senator Anthony Del Colo proposed amendments to it. Del Colo points to a 1998 New Mexico Supreme Court ruling as a concern that an ERA amendment could lead to state-funded abortions. But Democratic State Senator Stephanie Hansen says that ruling wouldn't apply to Delaware unless the state expanded abortion coverage for low-income women beyond the cases of rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
So to say somehow that at this point in time, if we pass an equal rights amendment, that's going to lead to coverage for abortion outside of what the Hyde Amendment says, is a non-starter. It's not an issue.
Only one Republican senator voted for the ERA amendment after Democrats voted down Del Colo's proposals. Constitutional changes require a two-third vote in each chamber in two consecutive General Assembly sessions. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.